Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? I had a marvelous service here at Bible Baptist Church and enjoyed Pastor Jeremy Griffiths preach in the morning. And, of course, our own Patrick Neiswinger preached Sunday evening. And they both did a wonderful job filling the pulpit for me. I sure appreciate it. And folks were blessed. Decisions were made for Christ. God met with the folks at Bible Baptist Church yesterday. Hope it was that way where you were, that God met with you, spoke to your heart, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. I hope it was a great Lord's Day, and we head right in now, the last couple days of October. Man, this month went by quickly, didn't it? And we're looking forward to the month of November, just 2 months now left in 2023. And coming up on November, we have a great first week of November here on Sunday, November 5. Evangelist John Hamlin will be with us, and then Monday and Tuesday, he'll be joined by Pastor Jeff Fugit. He's from Clay's Mill Baptist Church down in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, and we look forward to having these men with us. It'll be Sunday, normal services, and then Monday night at 6:30 and Tuesday night at 6:30 for these two wonderful preachers. Then November 12th is our annual Turkey Dinner Sunday. That's where we serve you right after the morning service, a tremendous turkey dinner. I mean turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and vegetables and roll and butter and pumpkin pie for dessert. The whole nine yards, it'll all be here for you. And so we hope you can come and join us on Sunday, November 12th, for our Turkey Dinner Sunday. All right? Well, now listen, if your Bible's nearby, why don't you go to Philippians chapter 4, if you would please. Philippians chapter 4. Here in verse number 5, Paul writes, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." Paul is having to deal with some difficulties here in the church. He's appealing for peace. And whenever there's disunity, whenever there's division, you can be certain peace is absent. And Paul longed for them to know the protection of the peace of God and the presence of the God of peace. Now, the path to peace. The path to peace. Number one, requirements for peace. Number one is moderation. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The word moderation, I think it was Dr. Harry Ironside, called it sweet reasonableness. Let your sweet reasonableness be known to all men. Let your forbearance, let your yieldedness, let your gentleness, let your courtesy. It's the opposite of obstinate and self-willed. In other words, we have to be willing to yield our rights, our position, our preferences. Explosive tempers and stubborn wills never make for peace. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. You say, if I do that, I'll be a loser. So what? You know what the rest of the verse says? You let your moderation be known unto all men because the Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. And I'm in Christ. And if I depart, I'll go to be with Christ. Then I can't lose. I'm not here. Listen, you're not here to defend yourself. I'm not here to defend me. I'm not here to promote me. You're not here to promote yourself. We're here to please Him. So we do away with the stubborn will. We do away with the temper. We do away with wanting our rights. And we say, Lord, let me live peaceably with all men. But secondly, it's not just moderation, it's supplication. Verse 6, be careful for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Careful, full of care. Anxious about your way, anxious about material things. It's like Mary and Martha. Martha says, Lord, don't you care that she serveth me? And the Lord looked at and said, Martha, you're careful about many things. You're full of care about many things. In Matthew 6, on the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord says, I'm going to take care of your food and your drink and your clothing and your shelter. And I'll take care of your needs. But you know, the Bible also talks about how when the world enters into the life of a Christian, it'll choke the word. And it'll prevent us from becoming fruitful. It bringeth forth no fruit to perfection. We talked about in our service on old-fashioned Sunday night, him that knoweth to do good and doeth to not, to him it is sin. And so we know that's a reality. We don't. It's so easy to get carried away with the things of this life and to get tied up and wrapped up. The Bible says it'll choke out the things of God. So what do? I don't get caught up in the things of the world. You pray. That's what you do. You don't stop. You don't worry. You pray with prayer and supplication. Be careful for nothing. Pray about everything. Prayer is general and the supplication would be special petition. Not for ourselves, but for someone else. And then notice that little phrase, with thanksgiving. Prayer should always be mingled with praise. So turn your cares into prayers and your problems into praise. David did, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So we see the first thing, the first path to praise is requirements for peace. We must have moderation. We must have supplication. And then what's the result of prayer and praise? Peace. Right after he says, you talk to the Lord about everything, then it says, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace. In exchange for my problems, God gives peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Peace. Now, I understand. If I had peace, if I have my health and have a little bit of money in the bank and I have friends and I have employment, I understand peace then. But what about when you're in the midst of a trial, tribulation, tragedy? That's why the Bible says it's a peace that passes all understanding. Other folks just won't be able to understand it. Jesus told his disciples, my peace give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because the world demands a price for peace, but then never delivers peace. But the price for the peace of God has already been paid for us by Jesus Christ. Colossians 1 verse 20 says he made peace through the blood of his cross. And that peace guards our hearts. It keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. If we dwell in the problems and perplexities, then our heart and mind gets affected and we go to pieces. But God says, I'll protect you. I'll put my soldiers round about your mind and your heart, and they'll prevent those attacks from the enemy. The songwriter was right, was he not, when he said, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Now, the Bible teaches a replacement concept, a replacement principle. Is once you got rid of the wrong thing, you need to replace it with the right thing. You don't just empty, you fill up again. And so he tells us what we do then. If I'm going to keep, what are these soldiers that will keep my hearts and my minds in Christ Jesus? Well, verse 8, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, to be any virtue and to be any praise, think on these things. You will not have anxious thoughts full of care if you keep your mind occupied with the things mentioned in verse number 8. Okay, true. Whatsoever things are true, thy word is truth. John 17. This would include, let's make sure we're thinking about the meditation and the memorization of the Word of God. Whatsoever things are honest, honest in the sight of God and in the sight of men. Just means right or upright, righteous. Now, not by our standard, by God's standard. See, righteous in the sight of God. Pure means clean, it means holy. It means be careful what you allow into your mind. Those impure thoughts will lead to, and by the way, impure are pure thoughts, but the impure thoughts will lead to impure motives, will lead to impure acts. But pure thoughts will lead to pure motives, which will lead to pure acts of service for God. Pure. Lovely. Lovely. The beauty of character. It's pleasant. It's not harsh. It's not unkind. We're as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And then of good report, it means it speaks well of others. Don't, if you have to lower your voice to say it, you probably shouldn't. Good report, speak well of others. That which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Think, it says, on these things. Think on these things. Overcome evil with good. That's right. And these are good things. And if you don't occupy your mind with the good things, the evil thoughts will come marching in. Verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now he's talking about, hey, this is living. You've learned it. You received it. You've seen in me. Now do it. First he deals with their thinking. Then he deals with their living. See, it's not just believing, my friend. It's behaving as well. Truth is not something you merely write down to read and admire. You're not really, you could make an argument to you, they really have not learned a truth if you do not live the truth. Jesus said it this way in John 13:17, if ye know these things, happy are you if you do them. Noble thoughts are of little value if they don't translate into noble deeds. Living will not surpass your learning, and practice will always outshine preaching. When it comes to having the peace of God, the Bible says he's the God of peace shall be with you. He refers again in verse 7, the peace of God, and in verse 9, the God of peace. Both come to the one who obeys and lives the Bible he knows. Call unto him. Give him your opportunity. You'll be a happy, peaceful, contented Christian. That's the path to peace. Hope that's been a help and encouragement to you today. I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. We'll look forward to our broadcast tomorrow. Lord willing, I'm going to talk to you about that subject. You must be born again. You must be born again. And I think it was, well, I'll save it for tomorrow. I'll wait and tell you tomorrow, okay? Listen, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. You can email me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can give us a phone call. And if no one can pick up, leave a voicemail for us if you would, please. But we'd love to pray with you and rejoice with you about answers to prayer, all right? Remember, the broadcast is available as a podcast on iTunes and iHeartRadio. You can listen at your convenience, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. And, of course, you can go to our website, and it has different resources there, as well as a link to past services and a way to donate as well if you feel led to do that, all right? Well, have a great Monday, everybody. I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.